saying, quote, "I suppose most of us act all our lives. We have a facade, a front. We imagine ourselves to be what we're not, don't we?" End quote. While Flynn's adventurous lifestyle helped cast him in the mold of a 20th century Lord Byron, his quotes and lifestyle also hinted at a self-fulfilling prophecy that would prove destructive, and although he quickly found himself at the top of Hollywood, the same lifestyle that helped make him popular also took its toll on his health, work, and finances. Years of living hard and fast, together with all the womanizing that people frequently associate with Hollywood stars, left him with a string of failed marriages and an aimless existence that saw him mostly leave the industry nearly as quickly as he had joined it. By the time the alcohol and drug abuse completely caught up with him, Flynn hardly resembled the charming Australian who once seemed to be the perfect embodiment of masculinity. But after his premature death in 1959, memories of his lifestyle and career helped cement his legacy. Furthermore, his death seemed to be perfectly in keeping with Flynn's roles on and off the screen as a tragic hero, and even in line with his own wishes, as he once told a friend he didn't want to grow old because, quote, "I like this half of life best, and I want to live it to the hilt." End quote. Chapter 1. A Tasmanian Devil. Quote, "So come all you young men with your wicked, wicked ways, sow your wild oats in your younger days, so that we may be happy when we grow old. Yes, happy and happy when we grow old, for the day's getting on and the night's getting long. Darling, please give me your arm and we'll joggle along. Yes, we'll joggle and joggle and joggle along." End quote. Errol Flynn. Quote, "By instinct, I'm an adventurer. By choice, I'd like to be a writer. But by pure, unadulterated luck, I'm an actor." End quote. Errol Flynn. Errol Leslie Tomlinson Flynn was born on the tropical island of Tasmania in the capital city of Hobart on June 20, 1909. His father, Theodore Thompson Flynn, was a well-respected biologist and a lecturer at the University of Tasmania at the time of his son's birth, and he would go on to become a professor 2 years later. Despite that academic background, however, Flynn apparently inherited his carefree attitude from his father, noting, quote, "My father was never anti-anything in our house," end quote. Errol's mother had been christened years before as Lily Mary Young, but she had changed her name to Morel Flynn just after she was married. She came from a long line of seamen, and Flynn even claimed in his writings that he was descended from a mutineer on the HMS Bounty. While that doesn't seem to be the case, it's apparent that his mother's background inspired his interest in the sea. Flynn was born in the maternity ward of the Queen Alexandra Hospital in Battery Point, baptized in the Church of England, and later sent to the local primary school in Hobart. But in 1923, his parents did what many of their social set were doing by sending Errol to boarding school in England. However, he remained at Southwest London College for just 2 years before returning to Australia in 1926 and enrolling in the Sydney Church of England Grammar School, Shore School, where he attended classes with future Australian Prime Minister John Gorton. By this time, the teenager had become quite a handful, and if his later accounts are to be believed, he was already a ladies' man. According to Flynn, he was expelled from Shore for the twin infractions of stealing and having an illicit affair with a young woman who did the school's laundry. Whether that was entirely true or not, he spent the next several years bouncing from one job to another, including working as a junior clerk for a shipping company before being fired for stealing. As soon as he turned 18, he moved on to fortune hunting, trying his hand first on a tobacco plantation and later at mining. For 5 long years, he tried to find himself, looking everywhere from Sydney to the bush. At one point, Flynn came up with enough money to buy a boat, a purchase that led to an amazing adventure as exciting as any he would ever portray on screen. He wrote, quote, "The Sirocco was a long, slender splinter of a boat, and over 50 years old when, in a moment of aberration, I bought her, and with 3 companions proposed to sail out of Sydney Harbor to the South Seas. 44 feet at the waterline, cutter rigged, she was intended to sail outside the smooth waters of the harbor. We set out for New Guinea, 3,000 miles away, having no clear idea of why we were going there, beyond the fact that it was one of the few corners of the earth's surface unexplored and savage today, and seemed to promise adventure."